Caroline Wilson is here for McDonald's. Head to McCafe drive-thru and grab your favourite barista-made coffee today. Welcome to you, Queen Caro.
Lovely, gentlemen. But we've got the head of footy waiting on the line, and I'm interested to find out what happened at the competition committee today and what footy's going to look like in round two.
Well, let's welcome him. Steve, it's been a long time coming. We did have to put out the APB for you, and great to have you come out from whatever cave you've been hiding in. Welcome.
Thanks, Jared and Sam and Caroline. Appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Pretty fair to say that the workload must have been immense through this last 6 to 7 weeks. It almost seems as if everybody has got a suggestion for you how to change the game, what to move and what not to move, etc. But to answer Caro's question, you faced a lot of important people, some coaches, some CEOs, some players today at the competition committee. And it would appear as if the one thing that needs to be decided between now and June 11th is, are you going to bow to the pressure of the coaches and give them some extra players on the bench?
Jared, certainly that was something that was talked about today, but it's been more ongoing with the senior coaches and for all the right reasons as well. I don't think it's about bowing to them. It's more just sort of considering where the pre-season's at, what the loading's been like for the players, how they've shown back up. There's no doubt that what we're seeing early doors is that the players have shown up in good condition. Mm-hmm. Lists are healthy and they're quite full as well as far as the numbers compared to going into round one. And you know, it's unfortunate to hear about Buddy today and you know, a couple of others as well, but you know, we want the best players playing, and so that's part of the consideration and why we haven't made a final decision on the interchange numbers.
So when will you make the decision, Steve? It seems to be fair. You must have all the information in front of you now.
No, not really, Caroline. If you have, they've only just started back. It's been a you know, a week and a half. We've got we've still got time, and you know, we understand the certainty that the industry likes to thrive on. That certainty was provided leading into round one by the commission. They supported the amendments to the game and ticked off on that. And then there's just this final piece. So a week out from June 11th will be fine for the industry.
Can I ask you how you actually determine which way you go here? We've got shorter quarters, so fatigue doesn't become as big an issue as it once may well have been. And you've also got to weigh up the very important notion of concussion. I mean, fatigue is being suggested as one way to limit concussion, which is a big issue that you're facing right across the scope of the competition. And the quicker the players are moving, the more ballistic the game, the more likelihood that any serious knock becomes worse than it otherwise would have been.
Yeah, Jared, look, I think you know, from our point of view, what we're working through here is we're working closely with the senior coaches, and part of the consideration comes back to how do you engage the non-selected players as well. So, you know, if you've got players that are returning from long-term injuries and there's not that mechanism for them to be engaged in, is there an opportunity to potentially increase the interchange numbers so that they do have the ability, the teams, the coaches, to load their players accordingly? So, you know, that will be one of the things we'll consider. We'll also, you know, we've got another meeting with the a group of senior coaches tomorrow morning, and we've stayed close to all the key stakeholders throughout, as we've had to. We've had to maintain flexibility and agility, you know, right through. And so this one, as I say, everything's locked in apart from this, and we're just going to stay open on it for another week or so before we make a final decision.
So, Steve, if you were to put an extra player on the bench, would you also look at increasing rotations to go along with that? Would the two go hand in hand?
Caroline, yeah, no, we wouldn't. You know, one of the things that we look back on is leading into round one, you know, the quarters were reduced to 16 minutes, and then on top of that, we left rotations at 90, and the clubs found it difficult to get to that number. So there is fat within the rotations number currently.
We've had this discussion many times, and I guess the obvious one that always comes up is that it favours those clubs at the top of the ladder that have got the deeper lists.
As far as the rotations go, you mean?
No, as far as having extra interchange. I mean, the better clubs have got better players.
Yeah, they certainly have. But in saying that, if you have a look at where the competition's been in the past, it's closer than it's ever been. 2019 was an incredibly close season, and who knows what this is the remainder of 2020. What is going to be thrown up? None of us really know. So it's a case of just being prepared and ready for all the things that are coming at us, that are coming at us really quickly.
Sounds to me, Steve, and I might be getting this wrong, that you're very much at this stage in favour of increasing the numbers on the bench.
No, that's not what I said.
No, you didn't say it, but I'm just interpreting what you are saying. It sounds to me like you're actually... You are more down the track of changing than you have ever been before.
Jared, I just hasten your positivity there.
Okay.
If I was you, I'm just remaining open and working with the coaches, because that's what we've done throughout, and that is, I think it's got the game in a really good place off the back of that. That collaboration that's gone on.
Steve, you and Gillen and Travis Old have clearly done a great job in getting this season back up and running. I know in your press conference today you were adamant you wouldn't be drawn into long-term discussions and you wanted to concentrate on the next 144 games. But you've got 18 clubs that are getting anxious about how much they're going to be able to pay their administrative staff and players anxious about their next contracts. When do you think you'll be able to give clubs indications about what they can and cannot spend next year and beyond?
It's certainly getting closer, Sam. And again, we understand that that certainty is what everyone's looking for. We've been mindful of making sure that we provide the competition and also our fans, the members and all the supporters out there are keen on sort of right here, right now, and also what this season will look like for their teams. So. We have genuinely spent a significant amount of time on that. What I would say as far as naming the three or four people that you have there in getting back to this position, like we're back in this position because of governments, state governments, the federal government, right through to all the health officers. We're in this position because of all the key stakeholders that play a key role in our game. We're very fortunate we've been able to achieve this, and that's not lost on us, and that's been our focus, is to to respect the opportunity that's been provided and keep in step with all of the governments. And so in answer to what you're asking there as far as racing ahead to 21, we know that it is pressing. But at the same time, we need to respect all the things that have been worked through. It has been a difficult period to, everyone's worked extremely hard together. And there's been a strong league focus, competition focus, game focus versus a club focus. And, that's one of the key call-outs from the competition committee today was, we had a section whereby we reflected on, what are the learnings? And that's one of the key learnings that we've, we hope to take forward in future.
Steve, on that, and you personally, it's amazing to think that 2 years ago you were relatively new in the job, and I asked whether the responsibility of rule changes and the look of the game weighed heavily upon you. And it seems amazing how much pressure it seemed you were under then when you fast forward to today. And you're looking at making decisions that could involve the safety and health of players, not only with COVID, but also injuries, with fast forward to quick training and contact training. Has it been tough for you personally? And has the weight of that been the most pressure you've felt under in your time in football?
Yeah, look, it's a great question, Carolyn. I think that one of the things that I wanted to, in the outset with this role, was to achieve have a competition and key stakeholders that could contribute and work together. Jared knows this. I'm quite strong on, I don't think one person has the answer. I think that, many people do, and there's many people that have great care in the game. So I think it's really important to recognise that this isn't one person making these decisions. There's a whole collective group. And whilst that may have taken maybe 3 or 4 years in the role to achieve that, what's been achieved over the last sort of, 8 to 9 weeks is really pleasing. It's definitely something that we'll take forward in future. Particularly myself, I know the work that Gillen's done with the War Council and a whole range of different stakeholders across the industry. We've had smaller working parties.
And it still falls on you. I mean, it still falls on the head of football and the head of the AFL in the end.
Yeah, look, in the end, what you do is, my style, I know Gillen is very strong on this as well, and other execs also, is you keep your book open for as long as you can, and then there's decisions that need to be made. And as the governing body and the custodians of the game, that's not lost on me as to the level of responsibility attached to that. Understand that it's the fans' game. We're just here passing through.
Hard cap or soft cap for the football departments next year, Steve?
Well, as I said before, Jared, it's not something that we've arrived at. We've clearly put soft cap into place for 2020. Again, I would commend the clubs as to how they've embraced that. There's been some really tough conversations. And the other thing I'd call out here too to all of you is it's not just football departments that are being impacted by this. It's the whole football industry. It's right through communities as well. So we're not one out on this. It's many businesses have been impacted significantly, and we're no different. So more broadly, there's people in commercial, there's people working right across the administration, community programs, and so forth. So it certainly hasn't. It hasn't missed anyone on the way through the financial pain.
And the NAB League, will that go ahead, or how are you going to operate the elite under 18 talented players as they head towards the draft?
Yeah, Jared, look, it would be really good to provide the opportunity to that cohort, the male and female players to display their wares at some stage this year. We're working through that. We've got a team on that, and we're certainly keen to try and get some games away. It's just what will the season look like, and when can it start? We've kept step with all the governments, so we're mindful of that. We'll be led by that, and then we'll work back as we gain those approvals. But we're certainly keen to get some games away and support them.
Jack Stephen, Steve, Damien Barrett wrote on your website today that he shouldn't play until the AFL Integrity Unit is satisfied in the knowledge of what happened 2 Saturday nights ago. Do you agree with that?
That's fairly strong from Damo, isn't it? What I would say, Caroline, is that clearly there's some things that Jack is working through. One of those is obviously the police investigation, that's in their hands at this point in time. I just acknowledge that it's really we're pleased that he's healthy and that he's back doing what he likes to do. He's back around teammates and so forth. He certainly looked happy and healthy earlier in the week, and we're pleased about that. In the appropriate time, the integrity department will become involved. Once the police have worked through their investigation.
Steve, I know you've got to go. So if you give us 3 more yes, no, maybe answers to 3 very quick questions. Marquee player outside of the cap, yes, no, maybe.
No.
Curtain raisers, 14v14 to accommodate those players not playing, yes, no, maybe.
Jury's out on that one, Jared. Certainly we do need to engage those non-selected players. I think it's a really important thing to make sure they get an opportunity to be involved.
It's a maybe. We'll take that as a maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Extra star for West Coast and Freo fan clubs in the hubs?
Well, I think that's a little unfair how that's playing out, that one, because there's actually four teams going into the high-performance centres. And what they will need to do is, you know, they're going to be spending a lot of time on the road between facilities and so forth, and we'll consider that along with all the other things we need to.
And one final one, yes, no, maybe. Will Geelong get a prelim final at Geelong if there's no crowds and they make it?
I'll... Jared, you'd remember this.
Yep.
There wasn't a lot of good parts of my game, but I could handball. So I'm going to handball that one straight to Travis Auld.
Okay, well, if that's the case, I'm entitled to one more. Were you actually disappointed that the chief of the game, Gillon McLachlan, rated just the 20th best Uni Blue player of all time?
Oh, I wasn't aware of that, Jared.
Yeah, I think he's trying to keep it quiet.
I will take that up with him. No, that's some really good information. Thank you for sharing it.
Steve, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Steve Hocking there. Yeah, I thought Gil was stiff not to at least make the top 10.
Caro, he's been quiet. I've heard he's actually a bit distressed about it all.
Caro is here for McDonald's. And remember, Ronald McDonald House Charity Houses are a key resource for family or seriously ill children who need somewhere to stay whilst their children are undergoing treatments. This is Sports Day for Kia. More after this.